Kaiser Prater with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. This is your FM home for Boise State football starting September 3rd again, of course. And you can listen to Bob Beeler, the voice of the Broncos. And a lot of people are asking, Kurt, how they can watch the Broncos. And specifically, you've got ESPN 3 involved, the American Sports Network, KBOI Channel 2, hopefully being able to get this organized to put over the air on the local CBS affiliate rather than the CW network or the 2-point whatever, which is difficult for Dish and DirecTV and Cable One to get. I know that's a lot, but is there any progress on the status of where this game may be broadcast, Kurt, the first one on September 3rd?
Well, everything you say, I think, is true to this point. We're trying to work with them. I agree with you. You know, right now it's pretty much getting it a stream and over ESPN3, or they're talking about the CW. I know they're talking to Channel 2. I think they're also talking to a couple other stations, and I'm hopeful that we can get it on, you know, just regular cable so our fans, regardless of where they live in the state, can watch it. And we're working on it, and we know that that's a concern for a lot of our fans that want to tune into the game, and hopefully we can get that figured out before kick.
So what you're saying is this is an ongoing process. I'm sure there's a lot of moving parts with sponsorships and rights, but you guys are just taking it upon yourselves because you want it viewed by the most amount of people. And are there other people involved in talking to them? Is that a Learfield deal, Kurt, or is that somebody else at the university?
Learfield is just involved in conversations with, you know, our department. They haven't really reached out. I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to figure this out, but, you know, we're starting to run out of time, and you know, I think they're understanding that we want to bring this game back on, you know, the normal regular cable channel network here in Boise or in the state of Idaho, and I'm hopeful that we can do that.
You know, if that doesn't occur and we've got an ESPN3 broadcast, Kurt, and you look back, I was talking to Brad Lirondo about this when he pinch hit for you, and we were talking about the time the Louisiana deal was made to have a home and home with them. They were coming off two Sun Belt Conference championships in a row. They looked like a team that was solid as a group of five player.
Yeah.
Was it always designed that this was the game that Louisiana needed, the opener for 2016, or do you know that?
You know, I was involved in it to an extent, and we were looking for a home and home. And we wanted to play someone that would challenge us. You know, they have been very, very successful over the last three to five years. And, I mean, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. It's probably one of the biggest games that they played at home. I've heard it's going to be a packed house. And, you know, you guys have been down in the South. You know, thank God we're playing at 11 o'clock in the morning and not 5 o'clock at night. So our guys are ready, and we'll be ready to play when we get there. And I know that their fans are going to be fired up, and we're going to walk into a hostile environment. But it's going to be a true test for our team to kick off the season. And I know that Coach Harsin has got our guys ready to play, and I'm excited to make the trip.
Has there been any other, you know, openings or closings or bookings on the schedule as you've looked at? I think we've talked about 19, 20, and beyond. Is this the season to do that, this time of year, or is it not?
No, I think it's the season to do it. I think Mike might even ask me the question a few weeks back, but, you know, we're working on it, and I think that before this season is over, we'll have 19 and 20 and 21 taken care of. You know, there's a lot of other things, obviously, that are going on across the country, so we might just want to sit back and be patient a little bit. And, you know, I'm confident we'll get the home game in 19, and we got 20 and 21 on the road, but I think those are some years where we play Hawaii, so we may be able to play with the schedule a little bit with that, maybe even possibly get an additional home game in one of those years. So we'll just probably sit back a little bit and see how everything unfolds, and then I'm hopeful that, you know, by the end of this football season, we'll have that schedule fulfilled.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest. We're asking the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket. You kind of opened the door for me. I could make all kinds of excuses. I should blame Prater for this.
Are you going to ask about the schedule or the Big 12?
Because if we get the... Well, let's get to the Big 12.
If we get alcohol scheduling in the Big 12, we got all...
Oh, we got the trifecta?
That he doesn't like to... Well...
Well, you know, we always got to get an update.
I'm surprised. God, I'm surprised it took you like 21 minutes to actually get to it.
I had to look for the opportunity to say, oh, of course I now have to ask about this.
Right.
And you know, one theory that has been made is that there's some kind of linkage between Boise State and BYU should any arrangement like that take place. I can understand that in some of the other sports outside of football. Yeah. But if we're just looking at football, are the days over where we're talking about, you know, you need this other partner to make sense out of it? I know that was the case with the Big East with San Diego State on some level, but that may have been a different situation. Yeah.
You talking about just football, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see a connection there, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said before, you know, all these teams travel by charter. You know, football's a little different. You certainly don't come out and play a Thursday and a Saturday game. So
Right. There's
no travel partner or anything like that. I mean, this is my own opinion, but if you're just talking about football, I don't think there's a real connection between the two schools.
Has this whole thing quieted down some? Because last we spoke to you was a lot of internal conversations, asking the right people short questions. The outside world noise seems to be down some. How would you describe how it is for you, Kurt, or Dr. Custer, or both of you with this issue?
Well, we're still having the conversations, and like I said before, we're going to make sure that we're in the best position should that come about, and that hasn't changed. And you know, I would certainly agree with you, Jeff. I think it's quieted a little bit, but I think that the Big 12 is still going through their due diligence and figuring out what they want to do going forward. And, you know, if Boise State is in that conversation at some point, then we'll address it at that time.
At one point, they were talking about trying to get a decision made before the football season starts. Any idea on the timeline?
Well, you know, I think they've made a lot of comments. I don't think a lot of the comments have actually come from the Big 12 conference. I think it's the media and other athletic directors and presidents out there. They're doing most of the talking. And, you know, I think the Big 12 has been around a long time. I think they know what they're doing, and I think they're doing their homework and first deciding on, you know, whether or not they're even going to expand at all. And if they are, the recommendation will come from Commissioner Bowlesby back to the presidents, and they'll make a decision going forward. But, Mike, on a timeline, I mean, it does seem a little quick, you know, to be able to get this done before the football season starts. I mean, we're talking about 2.5 weeks from now. So based on it being so quiet, I would doubt that would happen that quickly.
I think they have meetings in September, though, somehow. They have some whatever meetings for their conference.
Yeah, I think it was either late September or early October
is
what I saw.
Yeah. Yes. Kurt, thank you so much for your time. It's always very much appreciated.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout-out.
Yeah.
I know you guys have talked about it a lot, but, man, how about Kristen Armstrong?
Yeah.
That's an awesome deal, 42, 43 now, I guess.
Yep.
And what a stud. And just on behalf of Boise State and the Broncos, we just want to say congratulations because that was just awesome seeing her do that. And you know, hopefully she gets back to Boise safe, and we'll be looking forward to seeing her. So that was just awesome. I want to make sure she knew that we were thinking about her.
And you're also you're a golfer, and you obviously have Graham Dillette in the Boise State football family.
Yeah,
great start today. Right? How much? I mean, I know he's still connected to the program. I think he bought the golf team a pool table a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. He's very connected to us. I think he shot 66 today, and hopefully he keeps it up. Real proud of him, no doubt.
See, Kurt, we did ask one positive question.
I appreciate that, fellas. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.